Oriel, well done on your first goal this season, but ultimately, I guess, disappointing because you played well for long periods, especially in the first half.
Yeah, I think we've had a good game overall, but the thing, the offensive work that they do, it's sometimes too difficult to stop. And we've tried to come back after the 1-0 down. We could get it. We could get that 1-1, and after also that goal, just straight before the half time was very, very hard. And of course, free kicks are something that we need to defend well. But against these teams, you need to make sure that they don't score goals, and they've done it. They put themselves ahead, and after was a bit harder to come back and to score more goals because they are very good defensively. Even though I think the team has played well and has tried to do a good football all over the game.
You must be, I mean, you've got to take positives because you need to go and beat Hull on Saturday. So the fact that you outplayed them in midfield for good stretches of that first half and patches in the second half must be encouraging, because there were moments in the first half where they were struggling to stay with you.
Yeah, there are some positive things to take, of course. But we are still struggling this year to beat top teams, and that's something we need to learn. Of course, there are some bits, same as the final against Manchester United. We had some part of the game where we controlled and we had so much possession, and when we created chances, but we end up not winning, and that's what we don't want. We want to compete against top teams. We want to make sure that this team is not just here to beat lower teams in the table. But we're going to compete against these top teams.
Now, you aren't judged on your goals. You're having a magnificent season. You're top of Saints charts for tackles, interceptions, passes, successful passes, most things on the pitch. Second to Kante in the league for picking up loose balls. So you've had a great season, but does it a little bit of icing on the cake to score and get on the score sheet and against your old club?
It's always a nice feeling to score. Scoring here, it's I wouldn't say nicer, but it's also a nice feeling. And as I said before, it was also very important for the team to get that 1-1 because we were playing good and we wanted to come back into the game. So I would say it's very nice to be there in the score sheet, but it wasn't something more special than it would have been on another day.
Just finally, you've obviously got a difficult run in. You've gone Man City, Chelsea. You've still got Liverpool, Man United and Arsenal to go between now and the end of the season. So Saturday's game against Hull at home has to be a three-point game, doesn't it?
Has to be, but same as the others, we want to compete against everyone, and it looks like now we're in a position where we have nothing to fight for, but that's not our mentality. We want to get into every game with the right mentality, winning points, winning games, and finishing this season off with the good feelings, because I think it has been very good, and it's not the same feeling 8th in the table that 12th or 13th. We want to make sure we end up as high as possible.
Nice to be back tonight. Were you frustrated, sat on the sidelines for two games finally? You glad to be back on the shirt?
Yeah, it's something you don't want to do, you know, to be suspended. And as always, it's good to be back and play some football.